Uganda has confirmed 3 new Ebola cases, according to the Ministry of Health. Director General Health Services at the Ministry of Health, Professor Charles Solaro, says the 3 cases include a Ugandan driver who transported the country's first confirmed case. The driver is currently receiving treatment. The other case is a Ugandan health worker who was exposed to the virus while taking care of the country's first case of a Congolese national who died. She is also currently receiving treatment. Professor Solaro adds that the third case is a Congolese woman. The ministry says all contacts linked to the confirmed cases have since been identified and are being closely monitored and followed up by the response teams. The government is urging all members of the public to remain calm, vigilant, and continue observing all recommended preventive measures. Meanwhile, the Director General of Africa Center for Disease Control, Dr. Jean Kaseya, has accused the Democratic Republic of Congo of misappropriation of Ebola response funds, with barely no visible proof of use of the initial $15 million contributed for response interventions in that country. Dr. Kaseya notes that he personally arrived in Ituri province yesterday, the epicenter of the virus, and asked the authorities to show him the items and response plans spent in the the money, but they failed to provide proof. This during the ongoing cross-border coordination committee meeting in Bundibugyo on the Bundibugyo Ebola outbreak currently underway at Steak Resort Munyonyo.
We already have lessons from Mpox. It was the first time in this continent we can tell you how much we received, how many doses we received, where money went, what the confirmation we managed to bring. Today there is a legacy of Mpox that countries can claim. This is why the only platform to manage external support will be IMS. And we need very quickly to see the change in the field. Those who didn't have opportunity to visit Ituri, those who can, I will invite you to visit. You will understand what I'm talking about. Sovereignty will not start by calling partners. Solidarity, sovereignty will start by providing ourselves. Because life of our people is the responsibility of the government. This is how Africa will become respected by partners. Before going to partners, I need to tell them that we already secured $8 million. I want to thank the Prime Minister of Egypt. I think the Deputy Prime Minister will be connected. They are extending youth support to